Tam skatna wow na wagu maganak Dallas wasket na tsiga sun.
Dak the wow fun wood na tsiga sun. Welcome back, everybody. You're tuned into the Cree Chatter Hour. And this is the part where we like to share a little bit of language, just some simple stuff you guys can learn. And, you know, I actually ordered these two books and I actually got them off Amazon. One of them, I had them before, and this is The 100 Days of Cree by Neil McLeod. And the other one is Matze Nehewe When Beginning Cree, and that is made by Solomon Rat.
That's the godfather, Solomon Rat.
Yeah, but these are really good books, especially if you want to just learn everyday words, or, you know, I like this 100 Days of Cree because they have cool little themes on every chapter like that. And we always talk about powwow, and we've shared a couple of powwow words, but there's certain things I know we didn't know how to say. Mm-hmm. So I want to share some of those.
How?
Today.
Kiskino hamagayo squeal.
Everybody knows, well, we always say Puatsimuan or Puatsimuan.
Yep.
And that literally means the Sioux or Dakota style dance.
Puatsimuan.
Puatsimuan or Puatsimo.
Puatsimo.
And then there was this other one for fancy dance, and that's Wawigisimo.
Wawigisimo.
Yeah, and that means fancy dance.
That's a nice word, wawigisimo.
It sounds like, and it says it sounds like someone is dancing while bending or in a bent position.
Oh, okay. Wawigisimo. Yes.
So they give that, and Gayasasimoan is traditional dance.
Gayasasimoan.
Yeah, Gayasasimoan.
Hey, maybe, because remember that one, that's in
like
a,
an old style
Gayasasimoan, all right? Yeah. That one Northern Cree song?
Yeah. Gayasasimoan is traditional dance.
Ah, wow.
Yeah. Beat the Gwe Simoan is grand entry, and it says this can also refer to the dance performed when chiefs were inducted and an honor song was sung.
Beat the Gwe Simoan.
No, beat the Gwe Simoan.
Beat the Gwe Simoan.
Beat the Gwe Simoan.
Beat the Gwe Simoan.
Nimi to Wigamik, and that's Pawa Arbor. Nimi to Gamik. Nimi Togamek, I would say.
Nimi Togamek.
Yeah, Nimi Togamek. Because when I'm reading it, I forget sometimes.
No, yeah.
That there's a letter that's silent.
Nimi Togamek.
Nimi Togamek. That's like a place where you dance.
Okay, Nimi Togamek.
It literally means where powwow dancing occurs. Nimi Togamek. Nimi Togamek. I'm waiting for you.
Okay, sorry. Nimi Togamek. Nimi Togamek.
This next one is something that you dance. Behil Simoan.
Beheo Simoan, chicken dance.
Chicken dance, the old Cree dance of the Ogechitawak. See, a lot of people, actually, you know, their Blackfoots are more known for it, but we did have our own style of Beheo Simoan.
And then, you know what I just found out, honey? Nawigimagan. When you think about the history of Beheo Simoan, there's only one ceremony that still exists amongst Kineoak, right?
Yeah.
And then you think these other societies don't have that except us. Behio really? Simo, the chicken dance Behio ceremony.
Behio Simoan, yep.
Isn't that interesting, the Wigmagan?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kenny Rohn taught me that. Yeah, when I sat and talked with him. Okay, Kiapets, go ahead.
I have another one. This is the powwow trail. Puatsimogano.
Puatsimogano.
Puatsimoskano. That's what it says, but I think it's Puatsimogano or Puatsimoskano.
Oh, yeah, Puatsimo.
It means powwow trail.
Yeah, powwow road.
Powwow trail.
But.
But smoking. It just has a stump you're it, looking at me. The next word I want to share is drumstick. Bagamana tick.
Bagamana tick.
Bagamana tick.
Baganama tick.
Bagama.
Bagamakya.
Bagamana tick.
Bagamana tick.
That's like, you know what it means. Like you're hitting something
hit
with
that.
It.
Yeah, no. Bagamakya poko. Bagamotin.
This one's a little bit, I don't know. I'm not going to share that
Let's
one.
Let's try it out.
One out, though. Okay, this one's, I'll share this one. Apito, apito. You know what that means?
Apito, apito?
Yeah.
I don't know. Half.
50-50. Oh. And then they said maybe it's just apito. But it's apito, apito.
Apito, apito.
Again, we're looking at the, we're using actually the 100 Days of Cree. We're on day 42, the powwow, part one. And then another one.
Apito, apito.
And then I think that's all I'll share for today. Because the other ones are pretty complicated.
Pocahontas could start saying that, huh?
Apito, apito.
Yeah. Apito, apito. Get your apito, apito. Taka, apito, apito.
But there is so many good, like it goes by day, so you could learn a whole different set of words a day.
Uh-huh.
And there's 100 days here.
Hita pwe, yeah.
Yeah.
Like some man, I big square, I know my, ka big is sick, my, beak ne yo, maga isa, I beak word of that day, exi semana, on this, kiskino, no, a musk, moya kiskino, maga, oh, I,
Mistogisigao.
Nuts. Pito manaya kiskano hamagil. I am matzi. Jeez, boy, I can never remember how to say book. But again, like for me, you know, these are really good refreshers because it does help with. It really does. You have to speak as much as you can every day to continue.
That's why I really think speak the language. That this book is a really good book. You guys could even order it on Amazon, but I do believe if you go to a local bookstore like in Edmonton area, you'll find it. And it's 100 Days of Cree. And the words are fun. Like, they have Star Wars words. They have Tim Hortons words. Facebook. They have all kinds of different, yeah, all kinds of different themes every day. Like, different people, treaty words, clothing. And it's fun because it also, whoever that they're getting these translations from, they also explain why it's called that or what it literally means. And I think resources like that are really good.
It is. And you don't have to go on to Amazon to look for these books or to a store. I stole like 6 books from Blue Quills so you could inbox me.
Don't go to Blue Quills and steal.
I stole like 6 of these books from Blue Quills.
Blue Quills, don't message right me. Now. If you're at Blue Quills, yeah, shut the radio off right now.
I could give it to you for half price at that. CP Takanip, if you're listening, Kaya, put your ear muffs kunta.
Again, this is called The 100 Days of Cree, Neil McLeod with Aurak Wolvengray. There's actually a lot of really good starter books up out there. Talking about Blue Quills, they have amazing, amazing books that the teachers have come up with over the years. They're the instructors. And that's what this next book is kind of, it's kind of in that same style. The Matsin Nehiwewin, Beginning Cree by Solomon Ratt. That's a really good book. A lot of information in that one. Another one, I got mine off of Amazon too, but I had a bunch of books like this before, but now that I'm back in school, we have a whole different way that we study. And all my classes at CP Taganip have been at night. Again, you guys, if you are looking to get back into school, maybe for language learning, check out Blue Quills. They have stuff online. You don't necessarily have to travel all this way or live over here during your classes. A lot of them are online. I also see that there was a friendship center. I think it was in Edmonton. But even here in St. Paul, the Manawanis Friendship Center is having a language program where they're going to be offering it at night for beginner speakers. So come and check it out. We'll share the resources on our Facebook page, the Cree Chatter Hour group.
That's probably a good place to go in Big Square. I know my Iceno to talk with people.
Yeah, so
maybe even go people. Live. Maybe even go live and, you know.
Well, I'm going to check when the next date is and maybe we can go check it out.
Yeah, like maybe we could hold hands walking in.
Yeah, like lovers.
Like lovers do. Lovers lane.
Again, one of my favorite books, though, I have to shout out this again, 100 Days of Cree. Check it out. Order it online. Go to Chapters or wherever. I'm pretty sure that they have it there. Really good book, though. It's a really fun book as well.
I mean, that's going to be a wonderful thing to do here in town. There's so many wonderful Iceno from Onichkaponi, my Long Lake.
I'm just looking through the book again. Maybe we could share a couple more words. These are day 49, and that's on page 145. And it's Interacting with Our Children, part 1. These are good ones, and these are things, some of them we shared before. But
I'm sure Awas is in there.
Kisagitin, I love you.
To what? This is to where I was stuck.
Yeah.
Kisagitin. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Bea tik, be careful.
Bea tik.
Bea tik.
How about?
One ska bewa panuma. Yeah. Wake up, the dawn has come. Like in the song.
Yeah. One in ska bewa pan. One in ska bewa panuma.
Gawasimo, go to bed.
Gawasimo. I like that. That's a nice word. Gawasimo.
Kipaha is squat. Tim, close the door.
Kipaha is squat. Tim.
Kipaha is squat. Tim. Utena is squat. Tim, open the door.
Utena is squat. Tim.
Yeah, and then mitso.
Mitso.
Yeah, eat.
Mitsu.
Kiki, Spongy. Are you full?
And this is for to our kids.
Yeah.
Are these white nihios? Because I'm thinking, Awaski am sate pagamotin. Awaska teskum sate epe mayatsetuma.
These guys' kids probably listen.
Sate pagamotin.
Jiskwa. Wait.
Jiskwa.
Ashtamote. There's lots, though.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's all different kinds of themes in this book. You guys, all of our listeners, I suggest you guys go check out this book, 100 Days of Cree. It's really cool. They even have Star Wars words in there.
I know. I think that's the, we should have the reality of the, how we talk to our wasakuma and iwana. Wait.
That's how you and Ambrose or Nicholas is. That's how you guys talk to each other. I swear, our son is an exact replica of his dad. Looks like him, acts like him, even our daughter. So that'd be somebody that we need to get on our show.
Oh man, I'd love to get Ira
Swindler.
Yeah,
you guys, she has some really good humorous stuff too. You guys check her out on Facebook. She shares videos, her Cree language speaking, and she adds some humor in it as well. But she's an amazing knowledge keeper.
No, and she's a really, really, she's a really strong advocate for, you know, when we talk and when we do things together. And you know, if you do have her as a friend, it's good because she does. Say wonderful things, encouraging things. Sorry about that. I was just kind of burping
was,
there.
No, he was about to cry. Boy, it's, you know, Tagaya Sinway week to make. It's been getting chilly outside, huh?
I say we Tagaya Sinumana.
That's why a week to make.
Beitumana, I say Tagaya Sin. Yeah. So, what does Tagaya Sin mean?
It's like, you know, when you say cold, it's like Takayo.
Yeah.
But Tagaya Sin's like it's just a little bit chilly.
Like a little bit chilly.
Sin.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering about that because, Yeah. So I know
chili.
Someone chili. So it's chili. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling chili. Okay, that's good to know. I know takayo.
Yeah.
Kisin.
Yeah, that's like kisin's like really freezing.
Really freezing. Takayo is
cold.
Like cold. So
tagayasin is a little bit cold, chili. Like chili.
And what about yutanayasin?
A little bit breezy.
Breezy cold.
Yeah. Like a breeze, like a little bit windy, but not windy, you know, okay. Like a breeze.
Okay. That's good to know because a few times I think I was kind of saying those at a time where it wasn't really chilly or windy, right? So,
but you practice though.
Yeah,
you know?
I do. I say then people, I mean, you know, they kind of say, huh? Oops.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's stagats. Matsugotan stagats.
But, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed the interviews. We did Mr. Eric Large last week and the week before. We interviewed your mom. We have so much more interviews that we're going to share with you guys. Stay tuned. You know, I think that's one of my favorite things to hear is when we hear these language speakers speaking the language and, you know, they share stories like that. And we're going to be doing a lot more of that during this fall and into the winter. There's some really awesome people we are going to be meeting up with and interviewing. And if there's anybody you guys would like to hear on the show, make sure you send us a message on the Cree Chatter Hour Facebook group, and we will love to take your consideration for interviews.
Mama Scott's get to the end. Metune.
Living in an area where we have so much... we're really rich with speakers like that. And, you know, with the people that we've met throughout the years, we're very lucky to have connected with so many, you know, language speakers and enthusiasts.
Can I finish my version of Mama Scotch?
I guess Scotch? So. Go ahead.
Mama
get it out
Scotch,
of your system.
Mama Scotch, get it.
I don't even think that's the way.
No, I don't think that's how it goes. Yep, Mama Scottuma, Edmund Buluma.
I know that's an Edmund song, but that makes me think of the time when you just about met Ernest Munoz. Remember where
that? Oh, yeah, that was at Winnipeg. Winnipeg, we were sitting in Denny's there, and then I seen him walking with an entourage. This looks real rough. It looks like he went on a wicked bender there, but he was in the middle of about six. other rough Nahios. They just looked at their old bender. They're all just sitting there. Hey, what's up? They're like that. And I was like, go talk to him. I'm like, I don't want to talk to him.
You're with your friend. They get us breakfast. And you're like, go try to take a picture with him. And he didn't really want to take a picture.
Yeah,
he didn't. So you sent your friend. If you find that picture, you got to share it to our Facebook group. But it's funny because he just looks real
hungover. He's like 80 years old and he's still rocking.
What do they call him? The King of the North?
Yeah, the King of the North.
King of the North. That's our Ernest Munoz story. Dallas got to see him once and he was too shy to go get a picture.
Yeah, because he had like these real rugged uncles there, like from the 70s there.
But you guys stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.